بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
القارعة.
The calamity. The calamity. Al-Qari'ah literally means something that crushes. Accordingly, it is used of a calamity. In Arabic idiom, this usage is fairly common. In the Quran too, it is employed elsewhere in the same sense. Misfortune continues to afflict the unbelievers on account of their misdeeds. Ar-Ra'd 13:31. In both this verse and in verse 4 of Surah Al-Haqqah, however, Al-Qari'ah is employed as a synonym for the last day, encompassing all the stages of the hereafter.
Mal-Qari'ah.
What is the calamity?
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَالْقَارِعَةَ.
And what do you know what the calamity is?
يَوْمَ يَكُونُ النَّاسُ كَالْفَرَاشِ الْمَبْثُوثِ.
On that day, human beings shall be like scattered moths.
وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ.
And the mountains shall be like fluffs of carded wool in varying colors. And the mountains shall be like fluffs of carded wool in varying colors. The reference here is to the first stage of the last day. As a result of this calamity, the present order of the universe will collapse. People will run hither and thither in panic like scattered moths. Mountains will float like fluffs of carded wool of varying colors. This simile is used in view of the various hues of mountains. Than he whose scales weigh heavier, than he whose... This marks the description of the second stage of the last day, the resurrection. The dead will be brought back to life in order to be presented before Allah.
فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ.
Shall have a blissful life.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ.
But he whose scales weigh lighter. The word mawazin may be the plural of mozun or mizan. In the former sense, it stands for such deeds as carry some weight in Allah's reckoning and may fetch some reward. Taken in its latter sense, it refers to the two ends of a scale. In other words, the scales of the righteous will weigh heavier and of the evil lighter. Allah recognizes only good deeds as weighty. The scales will be heavier or lighter in proportion to one's good and bad deeds. Moreover, mizan connotes weight itself. Once again, the allusion is to one's good and bad deeds. In either case, the meaning of the verse is that Allah's judgment will be on the basis of the weight of one's actions. It will be ascertained whether their weight is heavy or light. This point is also illustrated at other places in the Quran. The weighing on the day will be the true weighing. Those whose scales are heavy will prosper, and those whose scales are light will be the losers. Al-A'raf 7:8-9. Say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, shall we tell you who will be the greatest losers in respect of their works? It will be those whose efforts went astray in the life of the world, and who believe nevertheless that they are doing good. Those are the ones who refuse to believe in the revelations of their Lord, and that they are bound to meet him. Hence all their deeds have come to naught, and we shall assign no weight to them on the day of resurrection. Al-Kahf 18:103-105. We shall set up just scales on the day of resurrection, so that none will be wronged in the least. We shall bring forth the acts of everyone, even if it be the weight of a grain of mustard seed. We shall suffice as reckoners. Al-Anbiya 21:47. One learns from the above passages that one's rejection of the truth is so grave that it will turn the scales, reducing all an unbeliever's good deeds to naught. In contrast, a believer's scale will weigh heavy on account of both his faith and his good deeds. His bad deeds will also be weighed in order to ascertain whether his good deeds outweigh his evil deeds.
فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ.
His shall be the deep pit for a dwelling. His shall be the deep pit for a dwelling. Literally, the verse reads as, the deep pit will be his mother. Hell is branded as Havia for being a deep pit into which the inmates of hell will be hurled. As for using the word mother in this context, it underscores that hell alone will be like the mother's lap for the unbelievers in the hereafter.
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَهْ
And what do you know what that is?
نَارٌ حَامِيَهْ
A blazing fire. This deep pit will also be full of blazing fire.